Hi, this is Linus from PraiseWorks, and welcome to our Journey to Wellness Minute. As you know, we like to talk about all the kinds of things that you can do to honor your temple. We like to approach things in terms of total wellness for your mind, body, and spirit. You want to make sure that your mind is healthy, that your spirit is healthy and fulfilled, and that your body is in good shape. Well, today we're going to talk about something that's probably the only vice I have left. I have cleaned up so much of my diet. There's only one thing left that I partake, one cup of a day. Yes, I'm guilty. I drink coffee in the morning. It just gives me that little oomph. I know that people say coffee's bad for you, but you know, I did a little research. And coffee, is it bad, good, or both? The debate about whether or not you should drink coffee is always on the table. There are those who think that coffee isn't harmful to your health, and others who think that coffee is totally bad for you. What are your thoughts? Here are some facts to consider. Caffeine has been shown to be related to elevated blood pressure, stress, and irritability. There are many trains of thought about coffee and whether or not it is the worst thing you can drink moderately. Caffeine contributes to blood sugar swings and should be avoided by diabetics. Caffeine can inhibit absorption of the beneficial nutrients that are in our food and can cause urinary tract infections, problems with calcium, magnesium, potassium, and iron. Caffeine can also exacerbate in women and increase the risk of PMS, osteoporosis, urinary tract infections, PMS, infertility problems, miscarriages, low birth weight problems, urinary and prostate problems for men. Caffeine also contributes to dehydration and the aging process. So if I'm to read just that right there, that should be enough to convince me to not ever touch caffeine again. Well, okay, here's the second train of thought. On the other hand, consuming caffeine 1 hour before exercise can increase your endurance. Caffeine constricts the blood vessels and helps the body to absorb medication. For instance, aspirin has caffeine added to medication to help with the absorption of the medication. Caffeine is a source of antioxidant. For many Americans, it is the only antioxidant they may have in the course of a day. Although caffeine can act as an antioxidant, it doesn't take the place of a healthier choice of fruits and vegetables, of course. Caffeine has been linked to the reduction of even cure of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Harvard researchers recently found in a study with men that those men who drank 4 cups of coffee a day were less likely to suffer from Parkinson's as those men who didn't drink coffee at all. Coffee can't prevent diabetes because of the antioxidants in coffee, which stimulate the muscles to burn fat and sugar more effectively. So, what is a person to do? There are good benefits and not so good benefits to drinking coffee. Perhaps the best approach is all things in moderation. Listen to your body. Your body will tell you what it needs and what it doesn't need. And it will also let you know what's good for you and what's bad for you. I just have my 1 cup, which is not quite 6 ounces. And to tell you the truth, I don't even drink those full 6 ounces. It just kind of sits on my desk and I look at it and take a sip, put it down. And then I have next to me a big old cup of water, a 10-ounce water, which I drink 5 times a day. So, you know, as long as you're keeping hydrated with water, even if you are drinking your little cup of coffee in the morning, it's not going to do you that much harm. If you want to find out more about health and wellness tips, go to my website at www.praiseworks.biz. And remember 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you know that your bodies are temples of Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not on your own. So therefore, take care of your bodies, love yourself, be careful with yourself, for God has given you a wonderful machine and He wants you to honor that. In the meantime, this is Linus from PraiseWorks, and I'll see you next week with more tips on our journey to wellness.